When you have assumed these names, good, modest, true, rational, a man of equanimity and magnanimous, take care that you do not lose the right to these names. And if you should lose them, quickly regain them. And remember that the term rational was intended to signify a discriminating attention to every several thing and freedom from negligence, and that equanimity is the voluntary acceptance of the things which are assigned to you by the common nature, and that magnanimity is the elevation of the intelligent part above the pleasurable or painful sensations of the flesh, and above that poor thing called fame, and death, and all such things. If then you maintain yourself in the possession of these names, without desiring to be called by these names by others, you will be another person and will enter on another life. For to continue to be such as you have hitherto been, and to be torn in pieces and defiled in such a life, is the character of a very stupid man, and one over fond of his life, and like those half-devoured fighters with wild beasts, who, though covered with wounds and gore, still entreat to be kept to the following day, though they will be exposed in the same state to the same claws and bites. Therefore fix yourself in the possession of these few names, and if you are able to abide in them, abide as if you were removed to the Elysian fields, or those islands called by some the Isles of the Blessed, or Happy. But if you perceive that you fall out of them, and do not maintain your hold, go courageously into some nook where you shall maintain them, or even depart at once from life, not in passion, but with simplicity and freedom and modesty. After doing this one laudable thing at least in your life, to have gone out of it thus. For the remembrance of these names, it will greatly help you if you remember the gods, and that they wish not to be flattered, but wish all reasonable beings to be made like themselves. And if you remember that what does the work of a fig tree is a fig tree, and that what does the work of a dog is a dog, and that what does the work of a bee is a bee, and that what does the work of a man is a man. The fripperies of home, the wars abroad, disquietude, torpor, the slavery of ordinary life, will daily wipe out those holy principles of yours. How many things are there that without studying their nature did you overlook and neglect? But it is your duty in everything to join action and thought, so that at the same time the power of dealing with circumstances is perfected, and the contemplative faculty is exercised, and the confidence which comes from the knowledge of each several thing is maintained, without showing it, but yet not concealed. For when will you enjoy simplicity, when gravity, and when the knowledge of every several thing, both what it is in substance, and what place it has in the universe, and how long it is formed to exist, and of what things it is compounded, and to whom it can belong, and who are able both to give it and take it away? A spider is proud when it has caught a fly, and a man when he has caught a poor hare, and another man when he has taken a little fish in a net, and another when he has taken wild boars, and another when he has taken bears, and another when he has taken sarmatians. Are not all these robbers, if you examine their opinions, their intentions? Acquire the contemplative way of seeing how all things change into one another, and constantly attend to it, and exercise yourself about this part of philosophy. For nothing is so much adapted to produce magnanimity. And he has freed himself from the bonds of his body who achieves this, and he sees that he must, no one knows how soon, go away from among men, and leave everything here. He gives himself up entirely to doing the just in all his actions, and in everything else that happens he resigns himself to the universal nature. But as to what any man shall say or think about him, or do against him, he never even thinks of it. Being himself contented with these two things, with acting justly in what he now does, and being satisfied with what is now assigned to him. And he lays aside all distracting and busy pursuits, and desires nothing else than to accomplish the straight course through the law, and by accomplishing the straight course, to follow God. What need is there of suspicious fear, since it is in your power to inquire what ought to be done? And if you see clear, go by this way content, without turning back. But if you do not see clear, stop and take the best advisers. But if any other things oppose you, go on according to your powers with due consideration, keeping to that which appears to be just. For it is best to reach this object, and if you do fail, let your failure be in attempting this. He who follows reason in all things is both tranquil and active at the same time, and also cheerful and collected.